CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And Fire It Up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to Fire It Up with CJ. Today, we're talking to intuitive Sue Frederick about her new book, Bridges to Heaven. I'm Cassandra, and I'm here with you today. You can find CJ, this show, and more shows like it on her website, fireitupwithcj.com. And you can also go to her Facebook and keep in touch with her there, and that's also under Fired Up with CJ. And right now, I'm going to go right back to CJ and Sue.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. We have to share with you some fun things that have been happening in the studio. So this segment, we're going to be talking about how the dead communicate their signals of their presence.
Perfect.
All right. So I'm not sure if in the first segment you heard this, but both Cassandra and I could hear music playing in the background. And I said to Cassandra, is there music playing in the background? She's like, we can't find any news feed. And she's going back probably right now, going to check with her engineer if there's an additional song track being played.
Well, I love that story, CJ. I love that because that's exactly how they communicate. They mess with electronics. For some reason, spirits can mess with computers, TVs, phones, and electronics, you know, pretty easily from the other side. And they'll often get music going that gives us a message or a memory, and people will always talk about, you know, driving to a funeral and they put on the radio and it's the song that they had shared with their loved one.
Mm-hmm. It's so fascinating. And, you know, I actually had a similar situation when my dad died. I said, please. And I was about to walk in to give his eulogy, and I was just sitting on the curb outside looking at a tree. And I said, please, Dad, if you're here, just give me some kind of signal. It would give me a lot of strength and fortitude before I get in there. Because, you know, each time I was talking about him, I would just be bawling my eyes out. I couldn't even keep it together.
Right.
And he said, please just be with me and give me a signal that you're here. And right as I said that, these two crows came down, and they're like, oh, oh. And I thought, oh.
And crows are long revered in spiritual tradition as messengers, you know. So I think that's an awesome sign. And in my book, I talk about, I have a lot of stories in there from other people about, you know, finding things in nature, like a woman whose mother would always collect arrowheads, and yet whenever she went hiking with her mother, she could never find the arrowheads, only her mother could. And right after her mother died, she went for a hike, and she came, was walking up a path, and right in the middle of the path, in the middle of nowhere, was the arrowhead, an arrowhead pointing at her, and she absolutely knew it was from her mom.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. You know, and I've had now, how does that happen? Like, so my mom's brother died, and he had bought her a tin of tea that she had had on a shelf in her living room that was, you know, on a shelf. It was completely flat. It wasn't like a round bin of tea. It was a straight metal bin of tea. And when she went out to her living room, and the tea, the whole tin had been on the ground and tipped over.
Yeah.
So well, the dead can move things too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, it's not it's not like a movie, you know. I mean, it's much more that they can move energy, and so by moving energy, they can make things, you know, topple over or something. But it takes a lot of effort for them. So in other words, if you're blessed with a sign like that from a loved one on the other side, you got to know that they've had to lower their frequency and really push the energy so hard to make it move down in this physical world. In fact, I've had a lot of departed loved ones show up in front of me, like materialize for just a brief few seconds, and that takes tremendous energy on their part.
Mm.
And if it didn't take tremendous energy on their part, then we would see that happen all the time. But here's the way to think of it. The higher realms that they're in have a very high energy frequency, very high energy vibration. We're down here in the dense physical realm that has a very low vibration. So we have to shift our energy to a higher frequency, meaning pull out of our grief, pain, and sadness, you know, raise our own energy, and they have to lower their energy to a slower vibration so that we can meet and connect.
Interesting. Okay, so here's one thing that has always been mysterious to me that I cannot figure out. So my dad was communicating to me after he had passed, and he actually would in the middle of the night, my husband and I would have a light go on, and we're like, "What? How did that light turn on?" And then
how it turned on.
Now I know, because if he has a higher vibration, he probably could easily, you know, through electricity, that probably would be his ideal mode of communicating.
Exactly.
So that, and then what happened was we actually unplugged the light because we're like, okay, this is freaking us out. And then the light went on again.
I love that story. Let me tell you a story about what Paul did to show me his love. Paul died in July of 1979, and I was grieving, and then Valentine's came along in 1980, my first Valentine's without him. And I was just kind of staying home, making it a normal day, trying to avoid the fact that it was Valentine's. And I was digging in a filing cabinet looking for some tax papers to start doing my taxes when I opened a file and in it found a chocolate heart with a ribbon and a card that said, "Happy Valentine's Day, you're the love of my life." And I just was... fell off the floor. Couldn't believe it. I started crying, going, "How did this get here? And how did I find it today, of all days?"
Oh my God!
I remembered that a year ago, Paul on Valentine's Day was sick, and he had said, "Oh, I bought you something, and I can't remember where I put it." And he was frustrated at the time about that. And divine order and Paul had arranged it so that I would find that Valentine exactly on my first Valentine day away from him.
Oh, that's so sweet. And it's funny because I'm not a medium, but I've talked to others, and they say that when the dead is present, you can feel a chill, and I am freezing right now. I'm getting chills all over. Is that one of the signals, too? Is that what you find, too?
Also means that, CJ, your way of connecting is you're clairsentient, meaning you feel it in your body.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Okay.
We each have ways that are ways that we more strongly feel it. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I'll hear words and voices, and I'll also see images, and that's clairaudient and clairvisual, but we all have all of those senses. We just have to develop them and really be able to work with them more to open them up, and then we can use all of those senses to connect to the other side.
So what's the best way to respond when we get a signal, and what do you think they're trying to communicate to us?
Well, first of all, we need to say thank you, I appreciate it, I got it, rather than be freaked out by it.
Cut it out! Freaking me out!
And especially not to be scared. If you react in fear, then your loved one is going to go, "Well, I guess they're not ready," and your loved one will sort of back off and not send you any signs for a while. I had to learn that in my dreams, when my departed would come to me so clearly in my dreams, that I needed to wake up and not be scared. I needed to be grateful and learning the message, learning the lesson of the dream, because my fear was sort of getting in the way. When you wake up and see a dead person standing by your bed, but you're not fully awake, you're coming into consciousness, and there's your dead person standing right by the bed.
Right.
The first response is fear, and then you have to kind of work through that,
I totally get that. All right, we have, we're talking about our books, Bridges to Heaven. In the next segment, we're going to be talking more about communicating with the dead and what Sue has found through communicating with lots of people who have passed to the other side. We'll be right back.